they were wood or clay or something or another. They old brownish looking beads on she had.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They didn't have no jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And earrings, I never did see her bought an earring on it until I was just about through.
And back to the house, did you have something over the windows that you could pull up and down?
Oh, one of the houses, but I never lived in it.
Uh-huh.
Wooden shutter.
Okay.
That's what it was, wooden shutter.
Yeah, what about that the roll?
Well, we didn't get really windows until we moved down to the seashore and my daddy built a house down in Brickland.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had the windows, regular glass windows.
Mm-hmm.
But when the mosquitoes got bad with them on the shutters, we just put them shutters down at night. If it was real hot, we lift the shutters up. We didn't.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have no screens or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Mosquito, we just built a smoke and smoked mosquitoes out.
Hmm.
Got in there too bad.
Yeah.
Mama kept old rags and old wore out sheets and shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And scraps.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd take corn cobs and build a smoke.
Hmm.
And run the mosquitoes out. We fair kind of tough.
Didn't have any kind of mosquito net beds or anything?
Sure did.
Huh. How about up in the top of the house? Would you have a place to store?
No, we didn't even have it sealed. That old open houses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Didn't have no whitewash ceiling joists. We'd hang stuff up on them. But I don't remember living in a house with a ceiling until we got down here at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
When he built one, when mm-hmm. my dad built one, then he built it like it should be. House we lived in Bladenburg was an old log house. An old house up on Ash, I imagine, was log. That's what people told me when
mm-hmm.
I was born there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But see, moved from that one when I was 6 months old, but when I got big enough to start to remember, that mm-hmm. was an old big log house.
Yeah.
Old upstairs too.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't have an upstairs house. My sister pushed me down. Yeah, we'd be up there playing. I'd make one of them mad. They'd throw me right down the stairs. And I don't like it upstairs. Well, I'm too old now to climb up.
Yeah. Now. Well, what about where you live now? Do you have a place up in the top?
I got an attic up in there. I could store a place if I wanted, but I don't know.
Yeah. Do you have any other room or anything where you might just...
Well, I got one of my bedroom that I put the junk in.
Uh-huh.
And, but I got nice clothes closets and all that mess. And now I got a nice brick home.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a 16 by 24 back house. I mean, I call it a shed.
Mm-hmm.
That I store my lawnmower and my mess in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But before we used to have to put them out at anything we had like, we put it under the house or out at the old barn.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When I was a boy. But we didn't have no lawnmowers and things.
Yeah.
Back then they kept the yards hoed and swept. With goldberry sweet brush. Got in the woods and cut goldberry bushes, limb trees,
uh-huh.
about that tall. And they let them dry and then they beat the leaves over them. If one sprig of grass come, our yard was just as clean and slick as that. They didn't have no grass or nothing.
Huh.
Boy, you see one sprig of grass, my mom would pull it up and my daddy and my sister. And they didn't let no grass go in the yard.
Didn't get muddy or?
Well, we stayed dirty and sandy,
mm-hmm.
but we still didn't know. And the old houses like that, they'd scrub the porch. They'd scrub the porch and then go out and they had these little sand holes and clay holes, like on the fireplace. And she'd get that old white clay and she'd fix that so pretty, you know, that women would fix the fireplace when they'd sit back and spit and splatter snuff, see?